Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. You open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 6th day of November, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 unmute if you want. Come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 50 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 29 in showers. And the barometer is down there, so we've been getting rained on pretty good here, better than snow, I suppose. Anyway, we'll be right back, and we'll go look at some interesting things. Take your breath. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me. Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go deal with some stupidity, some real fucking stupidity. What do you say? Here we go. In woke mathematics, there's no wrong answer. You want to talk about building a false fucking reality, man, this is the key. This is from Stephen Tucker, the Daily Skeptic. And it has a thing here, 2 + 2 = 5. Math has traditionally been one of the most difficult areas of curriculum. No matter how hard they try, some kids just don't get it. In consequence, any number of innovative compensatory strategies have been employed by educators down the years, from playing fun number games with toddlers to letting teens use calculators, and now even trying to facilitate interspecies communication with numerate cauliflowers in the classroom. Okay, this unique method is today recommended by Rochelle. Gutierrez, who probably can't add one and one, a leading U.S. professor of education at the University of Illinois, who has helped write official guidelines and standards for training of America's future math teachers. Fucking teachers, you need to be taught. Despite having no actual qualifications in math, her degree is in biology, which is even more frightening when you consider her opinions about sentient vegetables. Gutierrez has still found fame as the inventor of a new subfield of the discipline named math. It has it down here. Mathematisch. This is a new, even more extreme form of so-called ethnomathematics, a politically motivated non-subject which pushes the indenturing lie that children are different races pose innately different mathematic identities to such a degree that it actually is actually possible for white kids and black kids to legitimately end up with calculating different answers to this precise same sums, as their brains and souls are wired so differently from one another and numerically speaking. Now, you take two oranges and set them beside two more oranges, and then you say two oranges plus two oranges, and you can sit there with your finger and go one, two, three, four. There's four oranges, not five. And if you said two plus two equals five, and you got to be correct because of your ethnicity, are you fucking kidding me? This is an attempt to get people to accept the non-reality. The reality, our reality is defined by math, and nobody can argue that. The reason they can't crack the goddamn Bill of Rights is because it is mathematically uncrackable. It has no chink in its armor. It is mathematically correct, and it is punctuated correctly. These people, I mean, where do you go with this fucking, let me see what they called it again here, pronounced mathematish. Man, if you do not have math, how do you identify things? I mean, let's take their fucking theory and let's take somebody who never learned fucking math and tell them to build with this fucking circuit board. And if calculations do not matter, and if the correct answer does not matter, when you get done, you'll have something that looks like a three-year-old made without a popsicle sticks, and it will not function. To get a function, you have to have a procedure. And you have to understand what the function you want, and then you make the procedure till the function becomes reality. To say that you can come up with the wrong answer in math is, I mean, fuck, look at Einstein, E equals MC squared. And, you know, this is something, I think this is where they opened the door to this fucking shit, because that is an incorrect calculation. Einstein's theory is bullshit. In the first place, the son of a bitch didn't know up from down. He wasn't a very smart man until he went to work at the patent office, oy. And then he came up with the M equals MC square. Pi. But I'll tell you what, M equals MC square breaks down at the atomic level. If it does not cover every aspect of existence, it is incorrect. And that's where they started with the incorrect. But still, we can take four oranges and we can set the two oranges over there and two oranges there and say, how much is two oranges plus two oranges? And we can touch them with our fucking finger and go, there's four fucking oranges there. If you say there's five, I want to see that you're dealing with something that doesn't exist. You're looking and seeing and believing something that isn't correct. It's an unreality. And that's what the push is with this fucking bullshit. There are a lot of kids, you can get in the state of Oregon now, you can get a goddamn high school degree and not know mathematics, not know how to write, not know how to read, not know punctuation, or what would they call that, grammar, and not know shit. But you get your graduation because everybody's different, man. You're really, you could do, what are you going to do with that? I mean, man, use the human mind anything I've ever wanted to build, you know, I could picture it in my mind and I decide how big I wanted it. But I always had to get out that goddamn tape measure, and I had to get out that square, and I had to get out that fucking compass, and I had to use the tools that let me make the thing I wanted to make like I wanted it to be. And if you take this shit away, man, I guess you got what you want. You got pure fucking goyim. You have an animal who, you know, who can't fucking pick his own fucking nose. This is fucking insane. This is a new, even more extreme form of so-called ethno-mathematics, a politically motivated non-subject which pushes the indigenarian lie that children of different races poses initially different mathematic identities. You don't have a mathematic identity. Math is fucking math, man. We're not talking fiction here. This is all non-fiction. You got it? To such a degree that it actually possible for white kids and black kids to legitimately end up calculating different answers. Well, one of them's fucking wrong, ain't they? because there's either four oranges there or there's five oranges there when you put two oranges with two oranges, right? Answers to precise same sums at their brains and souls are wired so differently from one another numerically speaking. No. One came up with the incorrect answer because he didn't follow the fucking procedure and he didn't count the fucking oranges. Plain and simple. There is no two right answers to any mathematical equation. That's why pi is fucking bullshit. Pi breaks down at the atomic fucking level. And that's what that's how they've worked this shit in here through their boy, Einstein, with his incorrect calculation. Now, fucking Tesla, he had it down. I mean, fucking, you know, I've sat and talked with some pretty fucking smart people, people with fucking goddamn degrees in mathematics and physics and, I'm here to tell you that two oranges plus two oranges equals four fucking oranges. And at the subatomic level, I mean, I think this is what Tesla understood. I mean, we've taught quirk theory before. I mean, just sitting in our living room, me and my children. And, you know, you break it down and it makes sense. I mean, if everything is, say, a rock is a goddamn rock. It can't be nothing else. There's no electricity in a rock, but there is. There's little, when you get down to the quirk and to the string theory, the different vibrations, the different frequency of the vibrations determines the density of the atom, which determines the density of the molecule, which determines the density of the fucking rock. And I think Tesla figured out some way to change the vibration, how fast or slow it's going. Okay. I think how fast or slow it's going determines the, what kind of, atom it makes, and whether it's a light atom or else it's, you know, even when it comes to fucking electricity is, that's why it's still a phenomena. They say they can't figure it out, but I think Tesla did. He found a way to change the tone, I guess it would be, of the fucking vibration, like he had something sitting on the ground. And if he could change you have something with more of a density than that below it, and you have a negative vibration in the quirks, in the strings, then it's going to naturally, the one with the more slower moving vibrations is going to push down on the one that isn't that. I mean, that's your fucking, what the hell's the word I'm looking for? That's your, goddamn gravity. See, that's where, Einstein's so-called theory that he stole from other people broke down, was the gravity didn't work down at the subatomic level. So, you know, instead of us going forward and, you know, goddamn, Tesla, he had it, man. I mean, that information is there. What he knew is locked up in a fucking vault somewhere. He knew how to, you know, transfer electricity wireless fucking over thousands of miles. And, you know, the Tesla coil, all the things he built. And he was hounded all his life because he wasn't the son of a bitch. I got to believe he wasn't a Mason. I got to believe he wasn't a fucking, I mean, he just wanted to give the people free fucking electricity and fucking, man, make it so you could fly. I mean, he could do anti-gravity. And how he changed, you know, there's this one guy, he was moving these big fucking rocks. I've seen it on something on TV. But he was moving these big rocks and they couldn't figure out how in the fuck he's doing it. He figured out how to fucking change the vibration in the fucking thing that he wanted to move the other thing over to make it fucking, not have a gravity, not have a pull, not have the density, or to have more density, or whatever it takes to fucking put a cushion between it and the thing that was riding upon it that shouldn't be able to move with just one hand. But instead of us digging into this, you know, and fucking trying to fucking solve, you know, the real fucking mystery of fucking life, even everything comes down to mathematics. Your very fucking existence comes down to mathematics. You cannot find anything in the fucking reality that does not come down to mathematics. That's why they want to take mathematics away from us. And, you know, there was a a while back, there was a couple of people talking about why I said we have the brains. Well, I mean that. They were talking about why I said it. I said it because we do have the brains. First place, we were too smart, we were too educated to be afraid of something that somebody told us that we knew was a fucking pathological liar. They had pathologically lied to us. Why in the hell they come up with COVID-19? Better go get a shot. And people just fucking panicked. And, well, they went and got the fucking shot and poisoned other people. And they've gone this far with this fucking non-reality because COVID never fucking existed. And it was proven it never existed, but it doesn't matter. They've admitted it doesn't exist. They admitted that the goddamn vaccine is a biological weapon designed to kill human beings. But it doesn't matter. They keep going on with it. They're trying to get people to believe in things that they cannot fucking touch and see. I mean, it's kind of like theology, you know, the Torah, the fucking, all their fucking books, all the Bible, all of it. It's not fucking punctuated and it's not written in fucking fact. It is a theology, it's theory, which is okay. People can have any theory they fucking want. I don't care. I'll die for your right to have a theory, but I fucking work on logic and math. If something if something fails, you know, I have to fix something. Something's broken. All I have to know is the function that is supposed to be there that isn't. And then I go through the procedure of finding out where the function broke down and I fix it. And it's all done through fucking math. Everything in your life is math. The reality, the true fucking reality is math. And so that's why they can't break that Bill of Rights, because it is mathematically fucking correct to the fucking T. It cannot be broken. It can only be fucking, subjugated is the only thing that they can do, because they cannot break it. It has no chink in its armor. It is fucking perfect. But here, I mean, you talk about wanting to dumb people down. I mean, you know, when you make something, you decide to make something, and the more thought and I mean, using your brain is, I mean, it's like using your body. I mean, you work your mind, and if you work your mind and you build something and you your whole mind into it, you're going to come out with what you intended to have, and it's going to be better than somebody who just fucking tried to throw something together that didn't use a fucking ruler, didn't use a fucking compass, didn't use a goddamn square. You know, it's pretty pathetic. It's not going to work. That's what I meant by we have the best minds, is that we created all of this technology. These motherfuckers don't have it. I mean, some people pursue it. Some people have to pursue it. Some people, when they have a problem, see a problem, they got to fucking solve it. They can't not stop themselves. And these people, they have a big fucking problem, but they rely on think tanks. Now, these are not individuals fucking trying to work a problem in their own mind. And I mean, a problem can have so many facets and so many fucking rabbit holes. And I mean, when you're trying to work it out and how you're going to fucking solve it. And that's pretty much what we've been doing here on this fucking site since the fucking beginning, is just trying to, you know, when you come up to somebody, everybody complains. When you go up to somebody and you show them hard fucking evidence of fucking what's really going on, and they fucking, it was like walking up with fucking four oranges in your hand. You say, there's four oranges here. Oh, no, that's five oranges. No, that's four fucking oranges. Why would they do that? Because it's easier not to think than to think. Thinking is working your mind, like working your body. It's easier to sit in a fucking chair than fucking lift weights. It's easier to sit in a chair than walk. They're lazy. And you know, it's so much more comforting when you don't have somebody who's going to fucking try to kill you if you tell the fucking truth that there's just four fucking oranges there. It makes a fucking difference. But to the people who will not accept the wrong answer, this is their biggest problem. This is what's fucking them. I mean, they can't tell us fucking fairy tales and expect us to fucking believe them, because we go search it out. Just like when the COVID, so-called COVID-19 came out, within a week, we're saying, nope, don't exist. Found the fucking video. Here's the guy who invented the test. He said you can't fucking diagnose a fucking virus using this goddamn test. So So it could not have been identified, hence it didn't exist, it's never existed. And more you see it for what it was, for what it is, as in it was to try to bring in this new called reset, where the fucking filthy fucking rich get to feel awesome. You know, they get everything. And the rest of us get used to eating fucking bugs. Well, that's not going to fucking happen. We're not going to allow it. We see you as the problem. You are. You are something we have to solve. And there's only one fucking solution, and you've proved that to us over and over again. We've preached it on this fucking broadcast for goddamn 13 fucking years. We've told you there's only one way to stop a fucking psychotic fucking maniac pedophilic piece of fucking shit, and that's to kill them, because they aim to kill you. They are killing our people. They're killing our people by the millions, across the world by the tens of millions, and we're not fucking taking on the fucking goddamn problem. Because, you know, you can sit there, I mean, and you can look at the Bill of Rights. A lot of people are understanding it better and better every day. But when it comes down to it, when you really fucking say, yeah, well, yeah, asset forfeiture is clearly a violation of the fifth article, which makes it a violation of the ninth article, which makes it a violation of the 10th article. And because there's no due process of the fucking law, it makes it fucking violation of the whole fucking law of December 15, 1791. There's no, you can't say not, there's five oranges there. No, there's four fucking oranges. It's plain and simple. It's 1 + 1 = 2. But I mean, this is what they're trying to fucking formulate here. They're trying to get people to believe, I mean, just like there's not just two sexes. There's like 290 fucking. No, there's a fucking man and there's a fucking woman. That's a biological fact that can be proven by math, by measurement, by fucking goddamn calculation. It's an absolute. You can't change it. You can, and anybody that fucking goes along with it, well, yeah, I guess you're fucking stupid. You're wantonly stupid because you have the fucking mathematical evidence right in front of your fucking face that says no. It's like showing people those four oranges and insisting there's five and getting mad at you because you will not accept that there's five oranges where there's fucking four. That's what we're up a fucking against. That and the people who fucking are counting the fucking silver and the fucking gold is this thing, this miserable fucking existence continues on and on and on and on and on. This is a new, even more extreme form of so-called ethnomadic mathematics, a politically motivated subject which pushes the identitarian lie that children of different races possess initially different mathematic ideas. Well, they may have different ideas, but math is fucking logic. Four oranges sitting there, or you got, say you got two apples and two oranges. You don't have, that doesn't add up to five fucking grapefruit. I'm sorry. It's fucking reality. It's the use of fucking goddamn mathematics through logic to prove that it, the things that have to fucking be. It has to be. Because it fucking, when you do an experiment, and no matter how you do it, it turns out different. It ain't turning out different every time. It's exactly the same. But I mean, they've come to the point to where they're fucking with our DNA and shit, man. And you know, they're trying to make us fucking stupid enough to say, you know, it's the Orwellian thing, 2 + 2 = 5. I've used it in many arguments with stupid ass people. But the bottom line here is they're trying to work us back into the mainstream fucking media. Everything, and they're going to sue them, and you know, like we heard a thing, oh, Bill Gates is going to indict them, bullshit. You know, the whole fucking deal is fucking just that bullshit. There's nothing fucking real about it. What is real is that Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights is absolutely correct. It was ratified by the representatives of the people. It is the law of the individual free sovereign national. It is the jurisdiction of the free sovereign national. And one free sovereign national stands higher than all the fiduciary fucking occupied offices in this fucking land. I mean, that were created in a violation of the fucking law to begin with. The Constitution that never fucking was. We, the people, never granted them any permission. And this is math. If we never granted them any fucking permission to fucking create this fucking apparatus called the Constitution, giving them authorities, then then it can't exist because we're the deciders, because we didn't say it was okay. We don't have to fucking abide by it. We created another set of laws. It's called the Bill of Fucking Rights. Now that we all fucking agreed upon, we fucking said, yes, this is what we want. This is freedom. This is liberty. This is our right to access to our own resources. This is debt-free money so that we can tap into our resources so we can all live happily ever after. Now we, you know, that happened. That's mathematics. And the fucking fact that they've just gone clear off the goddamn reservation with the goddamn math. I mean, if you don't know math, you're stupid. I mean, you're never going to figure out. Like little boys and little girls, you know, they're so confused. We talked about it the other day. You know, you go and you watch these movies and the fucking Vikings are led by these women warriors, and they come in, or you see these Sheena, I've seen clips of it. I don't watch this shit, but I've seen clips of it, you know, does a flip and takes a, you know, a 6'4", 250-pound man and snaps his fucking neck with her little tiny pencil arms. It's just unreality. But you got to realize little children are watching this. And when they're watching it, they don't know the difference. I mean, they like to act like they should have a right to vote at 4, you know, because then you'd vote for 4 for an ice cream, you see. But the bottom line is they do not have the capacity in their mind yet, because their minds aren't developed enough to understand that this is bullshit. This isn't what happened. This isn't history. And you see no fucking true history anymore. It always, you know, you'll see a series like start out with a man as the Viking, you know, what might have you, and the men go Vikinging and whatever. And next thing you know, the girl shows up and another girl. And then another girl. And the next thing you know, the women are running every fucking thing, and the men are just like they're the women. They have turned it completely around. Now, what's a little kid who doesn't fucking know better? And I know better, so I can watch it and go, that's fucking, I laugh at it. I laugh at a fucking, you know, 110-pound soaking wet little girl breaking the fucking arm or the neck of a fucking 6'4", 250-pound fucking man with fucking muscles fucking bulging. I laugh at it. But the kid don't know no better, especially a little kid. I mean, they're not going after your kids pre-kindergarten anymore. They want to give them fucking shots to make them stupid, to make them all. If they could get us all the same, they only got to fool one, you know, the old thing. You can fool some of the people some of the time, or all of the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time. But if everybody was not an individual every one of our thoughts is a little bit different. It just is. We're in the fucking visuals. That's what the problem is with them. That's what they can't crack. If they could change our DNA and make us all one fucking stupid son of a bitch, then all they have to do is fool one. But they have, right now they're looking at fooling fucking 7 billion people, and it's falling apart in their lap. It's blowing up in their face. They dabbled in science, but they went for pushing a non-reality, and fucking the fucking earth will balance itself. It will not, a non-reality is not fucking natural. It will make itself natural again. Everything we've done in this area is unnatural. It's unnatural to want to, join an army to go with a fucking corporate son of a bitch while you're making a goddamn lesser than a middle class pay, and go over and kill a bunch of people in their land and take their fucking resources and hand them over to a person for, you know, one of the elite, and watch your friends die and lose your fucking mind and all this shit. And hey, it's for freedom and liberty. Freedom and liberty. No, it's not. It's not freedom when it's not for fucking liberty. It's for fucking goddamn mammon. It's for money. It's for power. And people have always craved it. This isn't nothing new. We have the past to look at. That's why you have all these goddamn movies with the goddamn women running every fucking thing. See, women, you know, traditionally, you know, they were the nesters. They took care of the kids. They took care of it was their home. They took care of the home. The man, he went out and he got the fucking food. He, you know, kept the wolf back from the door. And that's the way it was for fucking ever. But now, you know, women haven't. Thing is, men lived in that world. They know what other men will do for fucking wealth and power. women, and they always protected their women from that. That was their one of their main duties, because you had to protect your women, to protect your children, so that you could perpetuate your fucking species, so that your bloodline went on. So they put women in fucking control. Women have no experience in this fucking area. They are go-alongers, if there ever was such a thing. And it's not their fault. It's just that fucking that's the way time unfolded. I mean, women are smart in math, man. I mean, Laura, she was unbelievable in math. That's why her sons are so smart. But again, going back to, you know, we have the superior minds. Well, we fucking do. And the thing is, what I meant by that wasn't, you know, that I got to attack somebody for her rights or their rights or this. We just have the superior fucking minds. And the superior minds are the ones that are going to fucking, they're going to make the difference. They're the ones that are going to look at the problem, and they're going to solve it with math in their head. We have mass surveillance. They're looking at everything we're doing. How do we stop that? Well, how does it function? How did we build it? Well, this is how it was built. This is how it functions. And it can stay like that. But what can we build that will counter it to make it so that it won't work? And I mean, it's usually something as simple as a fucking little chip. It's always easier to tear something up than put something together. You learn that as a little kid, man. My dad, he'd get me, I'd fucking get a hold of a screwdriver or something. I'd tear something clear down to little fucking pieces and stuff. And I'd start trying to put it back together. And eventually, by the time I was like maybe 10 or 11, shit, he had me tearing down. I tore down a Briggs & Stratton motor and fucking rebuilt it and put it on a go-kart. I mean, he helped me all the way. You know, he's showing me. My dad was a good teacher. He didn't fuck around, okay? When he told you something, he expected you to fucking remember it. And I did things like that when I was a kid. And by the time I was like 16 years old, hell, I could fucking overhaul a fucking motor in a car. And build a racing motor, because that's what my dad did, and I helped him do it, and that's how I learned. And it's all mathematics. There wasn't nowhere that there wasn't a caliper. There wasn't nowhere that, the clearances didn't matter, that fucking goddamn metallurgy didn't matter. It all comes down to math, 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 math. That's why this stupid fucking prick bitch is attacking math. And it has nothing to do with your fucking skin color. Either you have an aptitude for it or you fucking don't. And, you know, one of the things I discovered when my kids were growing up is I have one son that's just unbelievable, unbelievable in fucking math. And fucking, he was probably 10 years old, and he was doing math and he did it a different way. And his mom, she told me, come look at this. And he had found a way a shortcut. And the shortcut was correct because you did it the long way, the way they were teaching in school, and you came up with the same answer, but he was coming up with the answer that would take somebody else fucking, 5, 10, 15 minutes to get. He was coming up with it in just about 3 fucking seconds. And it was so fucking simple. I can't remember exactly what it was. But all my children have aptitude like that. I mean, their brother showed them that, they started doing math that way, and they just tore it the fuck up. You know, it was easy. They were smarter than the fucking teacher. And that's why I ended up pulling him and his little brother out of school. I mean, my last two children, I pulled them out of fucking school because he went to school and he'd never got in trouble. And he was like, this is the smartest fucking kid ever came out of this town, this county, probably this fucking state. And he fucking, he's all of a sudden, he's never got in trouble in his whole fucking life. And we're getting referrals from this, and I go over to the fucking school, and I go, what the fuck is this all about? Well, we're doing consensus, says they. So they take the kids, and they put them all in a big circle. They circle the desk, different circle, 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 and they put forth a question. And then they're supposed to come to a consensus on the answer. Well, the consensus, if it wasn't right, my son wouldn't accept it. He said, no, it isn't. This is what it is. And he got mad about it. No, I'm not going to do that. That's wrong. And that's what he was, and so I went over there and I told him, I'm taking him out of the school. I'm taking my younger son, I'm taking my boys out of these schools. And they asked me, and they're going, well, what's the deal? My math teacher, I had him call him down there. He was a real math teacher. He was a regular fella and smart too. And I said, if he has any problem, because he never did have to go to him. I mean, he learned calculus. He learned all the shit. Fuck, he's got a goddamn bachelor's degree in math and one in physics. But he never had to go to him. But he said, yeah, Henry, if he has any problems, I'll stay after and you send him on over and I'll help him figure it out. But hell, Laura did it. She was fucking, her dad was a math teacher. She was fucking awesome at math. And none of her brothers or sisters could touch her in math. And that's why she could solve fucking problems. I could see the problems. That's what she always said, you can see the fucking problems, that she couldn't see them. But once I seen them and explained them to her, she turned on the fucking math and fucking solve them. I mean, 1 + 1 = 2. And there's 4 fucking oranges sitting there, not fucking 5. And this is what I meant by we have the better minds. When they come up against, when the problem becomes so fucking obtuse that they cannot be fucking, everybody sees that there's only one way out of this fucking thing. Now those minds are going to go to work and they're the best fucking minds in the world. I mean, they're held down. The people that have been smart have been held down for fucking many generations now. How many died in fucking World War One? How many died in World War Two that were fucking might have discovered how to fucking levitate? I discovered what Tesla knew. How many died for no fucking reason just to make fucking money for a fat ass fucking Jew prick that could have fucking done? We should be at the point in our evolution. I'm not putting down anybody who says, you know, that if you're religious, I'll die for your fucking right to believe what you want to believe. We should be at the point in our evolution to where all we're doing is sit around and contemplating. Because everything can be real. Now, I don't care what nobody says. If space is time and endless, timeless and endless, then unicorns, anything you want to think of, it has to exist. Because if you can conceive it and there's endless possibilities and endless space and time, it has to exist somewhere. That physics tells you that. Math tells you that. Anyways, I'm not going to go on through this fucking stuff because it's so fucking retarded. I mean, they're talking to cabbages and cauliflowers to get fucking math fucking answers to their math questions. Anybody that falls for this fucking shit, you'll get what you fucking deserve. I mean, you take 20 fucking men out there and it's like you go, all right, I want you to dig a ditch fucking 15 feet wide, 40 feet long, 6 foot deep. They, you know, just start shoveling aimlessly. We're paying fucking $3 an hour and you're broke. You ain't got no choice. Dig the ditch. They dig the ditch and they dig. Nobody asks what the fucking ditch is for. And they dig the ditch and they dig the ditch, mindlessly shoveling and dig the ditch. When they get done, they fucking shoot them all, knock them into the fucking ditch and then have another bunch come and cover them up. This is how fucking stupid people have become. This is how gullible people have become. And it's shit like this. I mean, anybody with a half a fucking brain the size of a pea would fucking laugh at this fucking mathematish. I mean, fucking really? Anyway, like I said, this is still just another attempt. All the articles I see anymore are an attempt to draw the people back into the administrative admiralty. The answer's over here, untangling this ball of spaghetti. No, it fucking ain't. The answer's in wiping that ball of spaghetti off the fucking table and starting over with a steak. It's not, I mean, if they could get us chasing our fucking tails, I mean, with 100 different subjects, I'm going to go vote. I'm going to go vote. Let somebody else think these things because you're fucking lazy. I add that to the list of fucking cowardly, fucking ignorant, and lazy. Too lazy to sit down and calculate, to use your fucking mind. You'd rather fucking daydream about something else, I suppose. A daydream, you can make it be. I mean, you could have fucking 5 oranges instead of 4, couldn't you? But it wouldn't be real. It's an unreality, and that's what they're trying to get us to accept, is an unreality. Like, he's an expert, so he should be able to tell you how to run your... I'm an expert on me, motherfucker. I'm an individual. There's no two people alike on this fucking planet. Nobody can be an expert on me but me. And they're trying to convince us of otherwise because they've run out of fucking directions to go. The people, I mean, they've had to lay their cards on the table because the pressure's come up from the bottom and it's forced their hand. They've painted themselves in the corner and it's all fucking falling apart on them. That's why they keep, World War III. Well, they have done two fucking world wars in such situations. And when it came up to about time for war, shit like this was going on, whether you know it or not. Like World War II, I mean, goddamn, this country was mainly, the Europeans were fucking Germans. They didn't want to go in against fucking Germany. They didn't want the fucking war at all. And that lying fucking Jew prick, fucking Rosenfeld, ran on the promise, we will not send our boys overseas to fight other people's wars. Just like that cocksucker fucking Clinton. If elected, I will not sign NAFTA. Just like that cocksucker Trump. If elected, I'm throwing every one of them out. Just like every son of a bitch that's ever fucking stepped up to the fucking podium, they're all a part of the club. They're all fucking goddamn, you know, the fucking Masonic fucking goddamn satanic motherfuckers. That's all you can say to it. Theirs is, do what thou will. If you destroy people, whatever you fucking do, if it makes you feel good, do it. And it must make the fucking Jews feel good to kill babies. I mean, that's another, here's a calculation. You know, you fucking, they're trying to fuck your mind up till it can't even calculate. I mean, a Jewish life is important. And a Jewish baby, oh, a Jewish baby gets killed. That is just unacceptable. But 10 Palestinian babies, because they're dropping phosphorus bombs over there again, by the way. 10 Palestinian babies get killed. Oh, it's not their animals. 10 American children fucking get fucking killed. It's nothing. They're animals. 20 Jews are worth 1,000 American lives. 20 Jew lives are worth 1,000. Why is that? Where'd you get that calculation? Show me the math, motherfucker. You can't because it doesn't fucking exist. Anywho, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? Who's counting now these last remaining years? How many minutes do we have ahead? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Mm-hmm. still left to climb. How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days. Wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Watch his life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And homeless could ever see it clear. The end is come to almost. Wasted days. Wasted days. Watch your lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Wasted days, more wasted days. We watch our lives just slip away to more wasted days.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Ken Shively. It is 12:51 Pacific Time. And that was John Mellencamp and Bruce Springsteen, both of which I hate, but I love the song with Wasted Days. And we'll see what else we got to look at. Let's go see what else doesn't make any mathematical fucking sense. Woke math. I love that. I'll have to go back. I didn't get... I don't care about an InfoWars journalist. Lincoln makes pride. This kind of tells a story. Exclusive. Demand for unvaxxed sperm spikes. Women are turning to shady Facebook groups looking for donors who refuse to get the COVID shot. Well, I mean, but why would they do that? I mean, it don't make no sense. Why? Because there is no such thing as fucking COVID, but the goddamn shot was sure fucking real. It was a biological kill agent that destroys your fucking reproductive organs. Everybody fucking knows it. We've covered a million stories, but you see how this whole thing just keeps on trying to pull you back into the fucking administrative admiralty, the old way of thinking, so that you'll take that fucking transfer into the, what the hell they call it, the reset, and you'll just accept the reset of your fucking life and except just being miserable, just existing, not living, existing. I know what it feels like. Anti-vaccine sentiment has infected almost every part of America after COVID pandemic, from academia to politics. But the anti-vax movement appears to have now have infiltrated the world of online sperm donation, where wannabe mothers seek out samples from men who refuse to take the COVID shot. Jonathan David Rinaldi, dubbed the sperminator, was a prolific donor for 5 years on Facebook group Sperm Donation USA, the largest sperm donation group in America. But after seeing a massive increase in requests for sperm from unvaccinated donors, he broke off and started his own splinter group exclusively for anti-vaxxers. Women searching for unvaccinated sperm donors specify no COVID vax on their posts looking to find a baby-making partner. Jonathan David Rinaldi, I can't say his name, dubbed the spermerator, was a donor for 5 years, or a donor for years on the Facebook group Sperm Donation USA before creating his own Facebook group and unvaccinated sperm donors. The group has almost 250 members and has helped many people successfully start families. The members range from young professionals, gay couples, to single women from both the U.S. and the U.K. Most often, they're sperm for free. So you gay couples. So now you goddamn two queer dudes. And God, if they just had a baby, the pedophile. We'll get this gay bitch over here. We can pay her and then she can drop her kid. And God, we got our own fucking toy. And this, I mean, why don't you just fucking be normal? God damn it, this planet was set up perfect. I mean, goddamn, everything was fucking perfect. There were men and women, and a wonderful thing when they joined and made families. And you have something like this where you think that when you start reading it, I did. I thought, well, man, I guess somebody would, if they, you know, think it's going to hurt the kid or they ain't gonna, can't have a kid, it might be an object. But gay couples. I mean, they got to throw that fucking shit in there because they're trying to lead you back into the fucking goddamn trap of political correctness. Fuck political correctness. Fuck the Jews. Fuck all them motherfuckers. Fuck the Masons. Fuck the goddamn corporate fucking goddamn robber barons. Fuck them all. The members range from young professionals, gay couples, the single women from both U.S. and the U.K. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has repeatedly stated that there is no evidence COVID-19 vaccine affects fertility, and studies involving tens of millions of people have indicated the shot is safe. Lie! You've said it's a fucking lie. You see how they gobble this shit? It's getting close to election time, so they come back and COVID-19 became fucking real again. Something that could not fucking mathematically fucking be, because the guy who made the test said that it could not break the fucking DNA down to the point to where you could fucking identify a fucking virus. It's real fucking simple. There's four oranges in my fucking hand. Can you see them? Can you count them? It's not going to turn into fucking five fucking oranges just by you wanting it to fucking be. You can say it's five oranges until you're blue in the fucking face. There's still just four fucking oranges there, isn't there? Vaccines affects fertility and studies involving tens of millions of people. My fucking, yeah, you killed them all. I guess you can't report if you're dead. But Dr. Rinaldi, 44, is one of the millions of Americans who has been captured by the theory that COVID vaccines somehow damage the reproductive system. The theory? Fucking God. We haven't read 100. See, this is why they want to turn it back into the mainstream. Because people fucking listen to something for 10 minutes on the fucking TV, consider themselves fucking informed, and if something else comes up a little different, it's, they ain't got the memory of a head of cabbage, so they don't catch it. They don't catch the shit. This shot indicated it was safe, my fucking ass. But it killed fucking people that didn't even take it. Like my wife. And the typhoid Mary's a stupid, cowardly, dumb You're not goddamn ignorant. Ignorance can be fixed by education. You're fucking dumb. You're retards. And cowardly fucking retards. But Mr. Ryan Dillady, I mean, fucking what a name. 44 is one of the millions of Americans who has been captured by the theory. I don't trust big government, big pharma. I don't trust them, and I don't need to inject myself with things that I don't even know what is it is, Mr. Radati told DailyMail.com. Well, any fucking moron should fucking know that, just like fucking 2 + 2 = 4. I think about that, you know, everybody knew that everything they said was a fucking lie. I mean, it was accepted as the norm. Of course they're fucking lying. They're speaking, aren't they? Of course they lie. And then they come up with this, well, this is COVID. Is it the Wuhan lab? And you're still having conversations about that. Something that never existed. I think it got released from the Wuhan lab. I'm going to go vote. I'm a fucking retard. I ain't got no fucking brain. I can't fucking think things through. I just can't. And it hurts when I think. It gives me a headache. I don't trust Big Pharma. Really, I don't either. User of Mr. Raleigh's group share this false idea with posts linking the COVID shot to sperm. Who the fuck are you? It has been proven. We've read this is what I mean about mainstream fucking media. I don't know who put this shit up, but they're fucking... COVID shot, COVID-19. Well, globals, you're not going to win this one. Sorry, buddy. Too much has been revealed too quickly. You're never going to fucking catch up. You're painting yourself further in that corner, and you fucking do the math or have somebody do it for you, because you don't do your own fucking math. You have think tanks full of people who, and see, they're individuals too. And see, they're not going to come out with the same fucking calculation. Somebody's going to think that, yeah, God, we're so fucking smart. We could fool anybody, but no, you can't. You can't even fool one person, because the other person's mind doesn't work like your fucking mind. You cannot get inside another. That's why psychiatry is bullshit. The very idea that anybody could fucking know my mind better than I am is the epitome of arrogance, in my fucking opinion. Fucking counselors and all that shit. I mean, goddamn, I remember it being slipped in and fucking the dirty, rotten, fucking communist son of a bitches. Users of Mr. Rowdy's group share this false idea. It isn't a false fucking idea. It's a proven fucking fact, you cocksuckers. How many have you killed today? Syros, one of America's largest sperm bank, told DailyMail.com it had very few clients requesting information about unvaccinated donors. I bet they do. I mean, think about having to go to that. I mean... Why would you have to go to that? Because your fucking partner took the fucking thing and can't get you fucking pregnant, or you can't get pregnant. Why would you have to go to that? Why would you even consider that? Why would that come up in your thought process? Wonder. Women searching for unvaccinated sperm donors specify no COVID vax on their posts looking to find a baby-making partner. Now, why would they do that? Because it's the fucking fact. It's already been, an expert already said that it doesn't affect it whatsoever. But I guess maybe they've looked around them. They've watched the people around them not be able to have kids, once their kids fucking die, miscarriages, all the fucking shit that goes along with it. And I think the fucking people do understand that, yeah, this fucking shit destroys your fucking body. That's what it's made for. It's a goddamn biological kill agent. Think it's going to let you reproduce? You think you're going to, I mean, fucking isn't this what goddamn Bill Gates did in Africa? Went over there for, what would it be, typhoid or some kind of shit he was fucking peddling, and fucking sterilized all those fucking women in fucking Africa. And now there's a goddamn warrant out for him in Africa for fucking crimes against humanity. But we are not going to honor that warrant, because the motherfucker's over here killing for the elites in this fucking country, the corporate fucking monsters, the international corporate mafia. Women searching for, okay, and men identify themselves with terms like unvaccinated man, sperm not modified by mRNA. It's come full circle. One woman posted a photo of her positive pregnancy test following a sperm donation from a unvaccinated sperm donor with the caption, "One more farm raised, not farmer raised, baby on its way." And all this really doesn't bother me, except for the fact that the fucking goddamn queers. Get the fuck, you know what, queers? Get off my fucking planet. You fucking slimy fucking, see, you're denying fucking math yourself. You've learned to live in a fucking false reality. You've grabbed that false reality because it hands you fucking privileges. People wouldn't spit on you in the past. And now through forced fucking goddamn civil rights, which are granted by a fucking government who has no authority to grant them because it's a fucking corporation and an unlawful corporation formed unlawfully at that. Well, they're going to give you special rights. 10 of you can fucking come and take over a fucking place. I love that fucking video when they're walking down that street there. I think it was in Sacramento. It was in California. And then big dudes just come up and beat the fuck out of them. They wanted to look like ninjas. Man, them guys fucking fucked them up. That's what needs to be happening right now. We need to be fucking fighting these people. I mean, we're going to die. We're all going to die sooner or later. But how you want to leave this goddamn world? How you want to leave it for your children, for your progeny? You want them to think 2 + 2 = 5? Or else? But they wouldn't, you can't force somebody to do something. I mean, it's like they were talking about the fucking shot the other day that, the people are going to lose their jobs that took the COVID shot. But we didn't force them to take shot. Look up the word coercion. Isn't that force? Why wouldn't, you're a goddamn news reporter. And you didn't jump in there with, weren't they coerced? Isn't coercion fucking force? Isn't a threat fucking force? If you threaten somebody, like on a fucking Godfather, in 3 seconds your name is going to be on that fucking piece of paper or your brains. Oh, that was just coercion. That wasn't fucking goddamn forcing nobody to do anything, was it? Anyways, guys, we've had a discussion, and I'm going to do 5 days a week here for a while if I can handle it. So I'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, start looking at this shit for what it fucking is. They're trying to draw you back into the fucking bullshit for another, because it's another election. If they can pull off one more, I don't know if they pull off another election. If people go by what they fucking know and quit being such fucking cowards, and quit accepting goddamn unrealities when logic and fucking math tells you it cannot fucking be, don't go against it. I get an expert said that logic and fucking math doesn't mean a thing. It don't mean a thing. He was an expert on it. I know he was because he walked out of the goddamn funny farm just before he said it. Anyways, people, think for your fucking selves. Use your fucking brain. It's what you got it for. That's The Word from the Trenches.